This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a biographical study of Barnabas, who significantly impacted the development of the church in her first years. If you read and reflected on what is said about him in the references I gave you, you're ready to crystallize what you've collected into an outline. To do an historical portrait, it would include his birth and early life. His family was from the tribe of Levi, born in Cyprus, named Joses. His adult life before conversion, he was a landowner. His conversion, probably on the day of Pentecost or shortly after. His ministry, he exercised the gifts of giving, of discernment, of administration, of prophet and teacher, and of mentoring, as seen in his work with Paul and Mark. There is no mention of his death. If you did a character analysis using the same information, he was committed, seen in his selling property and giving the proceeds to help the needy. He was gracious, the son of encouragement. He was sensitive, willing to give John Mark a second chance. He was humble. He readily let Paul become leader of the first missionary team and willingly withdrew from prominent leadership to help John Mark mature. He is courageous. He risked his life and reputation by bringing Paul to the church in Jerusalem. He was wise. He brought Paul to Antioch, encouraged him as a leader, and mentored John Mark. He was a good man, the Bible says, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.